Today, we've got new songs from a South Dakota music legend. You're listening to SDPB's In the Moment. I'm your host, Lori Walsh. Black Hills musician Hank Harris has a new album. Harris has played with the Red Willow Band, Dee Dee and the Pharaohs, and many others. The album Hank Harris 2.0 is his 10th solo album. Hank stopped by the SDPB Black Hills studios to share some music and conversation.
The cover is a picture of a bowl that's put back together. It's called kintsugi. It's a Japanese art form, and it's about putting things back together with glue and gold and not hiding the scars. And the metaphor to the human body and human mind is about the same. And I've had my troubles with, I just had a knee replacement, and I had a little cancer scare several years ago, and just the things that grow older. And the idea is you don't cover up the scars, you almost glorify them, or at least acknowledge them. And so I told this story to my producer, Jimmy. He said, oh, yeah, Hank Harris 2.0. So there was the title.
And the cover art, you decided to go all in and try to learn how to do this traditional art form. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting in that I loved the idea. And so I went online to see if I could find some tutorials on how to do it. And I found about 20. And everybody did it differently. And then I found at all places Walmart, they had a kit. So I got it, and I started going to thrift shops and finding cheap pottery to break and try to put back together. So it's fun. It's interesting in that it's a lot more than I expected, and the directions on my kit didn't tell me much.
Yeah.
So I had to kind of learn how to do it, and Yeah, it teaches you patience.
And isn't that the case with art? You go in thinking, well, I can try that, and then you realize how much you learn in the doing.
I had to make a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
And
you had to break a lot of pots.
I didn't have a teacher, so I just kept trying and managed to get a couple of pieces, and I'm working on one now. It's a good patience builder.
And the songs. Tell me a little bit about if these are new songs or songs that you found in the archives. It seems like it spans some time.
Yes. My producer, Jimmy Goings, we went through some old hard drives, and we went through a lot of songs that we hadn't done, because usually I'll go into a project with about 5-6 extra songs, and then we choose the ones we want to use. And so we went through all the rejects, what we thought were rejects, and we went, well, what was wrong with this one? This is a good song. And some of them we used the old recordings, and some we just started over again and changed them around. And it was an interesting way to do it.
Yeah. What was that like, you know, when you maybe find a song that's a good song, there's nothing quote-unquote wrong with it, and, you know, maybe that just didn't fit on the album, but maybe you noticed that you doubted it at some point, and then it aged really well. Tell me a little bit about looking back at some of that creative work and realizing that with a little hindsight, it turns out pretty important.
Yeah, it's interesting to see that I was prognosticating some things that I didn't know I was prognosticating. Liar came out of a certain politician. That I thought was gone, and then he came back.
Yeah.
So we found that song and redid it. You have been revealed. You have been revealed. The king's new clothes. And took it to a kind of a new place, and it was also interesting to hear a song 10 years old and go, oh, my voice was different back then.
Yeah, yeah.
And Down on the Bottom was originally written about Katrina, about that time. And because whoever invented New Orleans, it's a bowl. It's 8 feet below sea level, and it wasn't really a smart place to build a city.
Yeah.
But so the flooding. And it seems like some of the words in the song have parallels to what's going on today in our world. So
yeah.
it's fun to go back and find out that, oh, these were good songs. We just didn't have room for them.
From down on the bottom, how much more can a poor boy take? How much more can a rich man make?
How much more fear and hate, or the world goes up in a flame.
Yeah. How can a rich man make? How much more fear and hate, for the world goes up in a flame. Back on the bottom, well, your nose on your side. Out in the real world, the gap.
Yeah, it's...
It's a bluesy rant.
Kind of.
In kind some ways.
Kind of. You know, and it's got that New Orleans vibe, right, too, yeah, which I like.
So going back to Lyre and some of these, you know, the ways that in art, in music, you're able to declare what is true in song. So Lyre, as I was listening to it, not knowing its background, is just being able to say that someone has been revealed for being who they are. Like, now the world knows this about you. And even though nothing necessarily changes, or there might not be justice or an accountability that you might want from this person, whoever they are, there's something really powerful about artists saying, look over here. This is true. This is how I see it.
Right. And really, this could be a boss. It could be a teacher. It could be anybody who has, you know, just been untrue to you, and after a while you figure out, oh, I can't trust this person anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, that happens in life all the time. I could go through each song. I don't know if you want me to.
Well, let's talk about love is the hardest easy thing to do, a dangerous sport.
And love can caress or bite. Love is the hardest form that
word. Wrestling with love, yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's a great one.
It was totally unexpected for me to write a song like that. In fact, when you write these songs and you copyright them and you start to peddle them a little bit, you have to do something called metadata and describe what type of song this was. And we both scratched our heads and said, I don't know what kind of song this is. And then our friend Peter Newsman, who plays keyboards on it, he put these beautiful jazz chords on it and then a mellotron that just makes it sound even wackier.
What's a mellotron?
A mellotron is, okay, the beginning of Strawberry Fields. That's a mellotron.
Okay.
That was a bad impression.
You write about everything from, you know, like I said, you know, love and being hurt by love, to pharmaceuticals, to sort of punching out and walking away on Comes a Time, you know, making a different decision for your life.
Right.
What, you know, hangs together for you again and again? Like, this is just very much the human experience in the day-to-day. Like, talk about the ordinary versus the existential and how they intersect and overlap sometimes.
Wow, there's a big question.
I know.
You know, the way I write a lot is I hear things and I see things and I write it down. And I put it in the notebook, the scrapbook of things that might be ideas that might turn into songs later. Mm. And a lot of times those ideas don't come to fruition, and a lot of times they do. So it's, and maybe the listener thinks these are all about me, but they're not really about me. They're just circumstance, and I put myself in a third person, and sometimes that witness is unreliable. And that's part of the fun of it, too.
Yeah.
And for me, like, writing songs, a lot of it is about solving problems. How do I get from here to here? How do I do this chord change here that works? How do I make the story work? Because it all comes down to a story.
Yeah. Speaking of stories, you have a beautiful rendition of Woody Guthrie's maybe a lot of people think of Willie Nelson's Deportee song. Tell me about the choice to make that song, to record it, and how you figured out what version was going to go, what arrangement, what words, what lyrics were going to go on your album.
Right. Well, this was during the ICE period where a lot of immigration problems were happening. And so the song seemed like a pretty much of a parallel. And also about that time, I found on YouTube an old home tape of Woody Guthrie, of him doing the song. And he sounded a little slurry, maybe like he'd been drinking.
Radio calls us to some more deportees. Is this the best way you can grow your big orchard? Is this the best system to grow some good food?
The words were different, so I drew from those words. But what I looked up and found out that in 1948, he suffered from Huntington's chorea. And it had not been diagnosed yet. So he was using alcohol to self-medicate for that. So that's why it sounded slurry like that, but there were just some phrases and words in it that were different than every other version I'd ever heard. So.
Goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, where you make a haze of sleep. I don't have a name.
I lifted his own words from his own home recordings. And the parallels are pretty obvious. It was about a plane crash. They were taking Mexican migrant workers from Northern California down to Mexico. And on the way, plane had trouble and it blew up over Los Gatos Canyon. And when Woody heard the news about it, they mentioned the four white people on board and didn't mention any of the Mexican people's names, except they were just deportees. And it made him angry and he wrote the song.
Yeah. If young people come to you starting out in the business now, which is very different than the business that you started out in, but you have continued to evolve with that business, and I think, if I can give my opinion, you've really held on to the best of it while adjusting to some, you know, new technology and new distribution models, what have you. How do you live life as an artist? How do you live life as a songwriter today? What's your advice?
It's kind of a 24-hour thing. You're always looking for ideas. You're always looking for something new. Even when I'm out mowing the lawn, I usually have a song going through my head or trying to come up with a line that I'm missing. I think, you know, there's a big difference between art and product. And trying to find the balance between something you can sell to people that they might enjoy, but maintaining your art and not treating it as just a commodity. I mean, we live in a consumer society, we live in a capitalist society. So trying to figure out some balance there. And, you know, right now for musicians or artists, trying to find something that we can do to help and to contribute to, like the Irish used to call it, the troubles.
Calls us just more deportees. Is this the best way? We can grow our big orchards. This is the best way we can grow some good fruit.
You can find Hank Harris's music on Bandcamp and on his website, hankharrismusic.com. That's our conversation for today. I hope that it served you from all of us here at SDPB. I'm Lori Walsh. Thank you for listening.
Goodbye to you all. Goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos. Jesus y María. We won't have a name when we ride the big airplane. We'll be known by no other name except Deportees.